That's Prez Prado's story of Miss Patricia, 3 minutes after that hour of nine. Hi, everybody. Friday morning on the Clark Weber Show. What a groovy day, huh? Oh, just simply out of sight. 65 at Midway, 66 at both O'Hare and downtown. We will see a high today of about 80. Sunny, pleasant, nearly a cloud in the sky, and the same holds true for Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, all 3 days, thanks to a high-pressure system that just flat out seems to not want to go anywhere. Someone like an unwelcome mother-in-law, I guess. But it's going to remain over our area for at least the next 72 hours, possibly through Monday, so plan on a pretty good weekend, will you?
Everybody's switching to Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer. There are good old songs we like to sing. There's a lot of fun remembering. So enjoy the best of everything, like Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer.
Original Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer, that is. The word original is important because it means we still brew Blue Ribbon the original premium way to give you good old-time beer flavor that always goes down easy, never leaves you feeling too full. So if you like beer, lots of beer, make sure you ask the man for original Pabst Blue Ribbon.
That's Pabst Blue Ribbon. Everybody's switching to Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer.
Brewed by the first of the great Milwaukee brewers.
Well, sir, 89-year-old John Lambert of Huntington, West Virginia, says he's going back to college because he wants to keep busy. Lambert registered at Marshall University in Huntington yesterday for a course in the Bible and Old Testament history. He received his general academic degree from Marshall in 1907. Then in 1937, at the age of 60, he returned to school and earned a degree in science. Anything that bothers you, sir, at the age of 87 after returning to college?
Yeah, them miniskirts drive me out of my mind.
You're listening to the good sound of Music Spectacular. $890 million worth of your favorite oldies but goodies all this week.
The sound of music.
WLS.
You know, I've never determined who has more fun in this show, you or me.
He made the night a little brighter.
Sounds of the Browns.
Wherever he would go.
The sound of the Browns in the old lamplighter. 7 minutes after nine, $890 million worth of music here on the Clark Weber Show for Friday morning in Chicagoland.
When you've got real work to do, reach for something good to chew. Chewing helps you stand the pace, anytime and any place. So, hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Work goes faster, smoother too, life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Yes, it's good to sink your teeth into Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. That lively flavor freshens your mouth. And the good chewing helps make the job go smoother and faster. Enjoy chewing delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum every day, as millions do.
Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
When shall I get some, sir?
Get some soon.
Thank you. 65 degrees at Midway, southerly winds at 6, and it looks like an A-OK day.
Reduced tar and nicotine cigarettes aren't really news. But a cigarette with reduced tar and nicotine, plus easy draw and good taste, is news. And that's the kind of cigarette we've just developed at Lorillard Research. Its name is True, T-R-U-E. True delivers rich, satisfying taste with a blend of tobaccos specially selected for lighter tar and nicotine content. True has its own air filtration system, a working filter that also mixes air with the smoke, further reducing tar and nicotine in every puff. True has a built-in cigarette holder in every cigarette for easy, even draw. The result? True makes smoking light. An average of 12.9 milligrams of tar, 0.8 milligrams of nicotine per cigarette. True, the one filter cigarette with good taste, easy draw, and reduced tar and nicotine. True, at popular price, a forward step in filter smoking.
Come on in here, settle down, pour yourself a cup of coffee, and if you're a country and western fan, you've got to go the sounds of Big John Cash. This one was called, I Walk the Line. Walk, Johnny. and John Cash, a guy who does walk the line. At 12 after 9, 9:12 on a Friday morning in Chicagoland. Temperature readings at 65 degrees in Chicago. And now during the Sears September tire sale, it's the savinest time of the year for car owners. Sears now featuring Allstate tires at special prices. Don't you drive one more mile on worn tires. Drive in today to your nearby Chicagoland Sears Center and see the Sears complete line of Allstate tires. Now during the Sears September tire sale. 65 sunny degrees in there. The five-day forecast through Wednesday calling for temperatures to average about 3 degrees above normal, with a normal high 76, normal low 58. A slow warming trend over the weekend followed by a little change in temperature readings.
They're coming by boat. They're coming by plane. They're coming from everywhere. The newest, greatest, smartest collection of knits that ever hit Chicago.
Fabulous imported knits.
Stunning American designer knits.
1, 2, and 3-piece knits. Even costume knits with contrasting shells. And party knits with beaded yoke.
Now, in one glorious collection at one amazingly low sale price.
Only $38. Yes, only $38 now in the knit sale of the year at William A. Lewis. See them all at William A. Lewis, America's fabulous headquarters for knits. Hundreds of sensational knits in the most enchanting styles and colors you've ever seen.
Stock up now. Buy 2, 3, 4 at $38. This is the buy of the year.
Only $38, just $4 a month, and never a charge for credit at William A. Lewis. 2301 West 95th, Hillside, Harlem, Irving, Randhurst, and Scottsdale Shopping Center.
Come on in here as we go back to the great year, 1938, for a little Benny Goodman, and... That's Benny Goodman. I'm Clark Weber, and you're listening to
The Sound of Music
on a Friday morning from Channel 89, where
WLS presents
Radar Weather Eye. Radar Weather Eye.
17 minutes after 9, and you're seeing nothing but great weather for the next 3 days. Boy, I'll tell you, sunny and pleasant with a high in the 80s. That means a lot of charcoal broiling and burning going to be going on in backyards around Chicago over the next three. Saturday, sunny and warm, high in the 80s. Sunday, sunny and warm with a high in the 80s. So do go out and enjoy probably one of the last of the pretty weekends in Chicago. 65 at Midway, 66 at O'Hare, 66 downtown, a southerly wind at 6, and another memory maker. Steve Lawrence by name. Go away, little girl, go away. Lawrence, the old smooth tiger, at 19 minutes after that hour of 9 o'clock. And hello, everybody. You one of those who gets up with a... Don't miss Chuck Bill, Captain Stubby and stuff.
Hi, this is Captain Stubby. What makes Chuck Bill laugh like that? Why don't you tune in the WLS Farm Special every morning from 5 to 6 and find out? We give the local and five-state weather, livestock and grain market reports, and get you off to work smiling and laughing.
The thought of it, Bruce.
Makes the whole day go better.
It does. Well, I'll tell you, all you folks down there in Indiana, be sure you turn up for that big fish fry with Captain Stubby's brother-in-law going to be out there. Wouldn't want to miss it. He's going to be riding through town on a white horse. Remember a girl named Joni James? Oh, she couldn't sing, but boy, this girl used to get an A for effort. I Still Get a Thrill Out of You was one of the big ones. Got a double deal you here. Go to one by the Penguins. It should bring back a few memories here on our $890 million worth. It was a thing called Earth Angel. The sounds of $890 million worth of memories here on number one radio in Chicago.
WLS in Chicago
at 925.
A good Friday, September 9th, Chicago. This is Stan Dale with the latest news. One of 58 newscasts heard daily on WLS, ABC in Chicago. Another coup attempt in Syria. A funeral in South Africa. And one of the nation's most wanted men captured in Chicago. Those are the headlines. Details in a moment.
The news is brought to you by Zaire. Z-A-Y-R-E. Fabulous Zaire. The department stores that have something wonderful for everyone.
And now the news. Tanks in the streets of Damascus as the Syrian capital goes through another attempted coup.
A report from ABC's Michael Sullivan in Cairo.
Tension grips the Syrian capital today as the leftist regime, which took over 6 months ago, mounts a Red Guard-type purge of so-called reactionary elements bent on overthrowing the revolution. Heavy guns have been stationed at strategic points in the Syrian capital, and business has come to a standstill. The sudden wave of arrests follows a reported escape from a Syrian jail recently of the former prime minister, who is said to have support in the military. Observers here in Cairo have long considered the present Syrian regime shaky, but no matter who is running the Syrian government, though, power struggles have become commonplace in Damascus.
Elsewhere, funeral preparations are being completed for slain South African Prime Minister Hendrik Verwoerd. That story from ABC's Barry Dunsmore in Cape Town.
Prime Minister Hendrik Verwoerd will be buried tomorrow in a state funeral in Pretoria, attended by whites and blacks. Here in Cape Town, preparations are being made for an airlift to take politicians, press, and VIPs to Pretoria. It has been reported that Mrs. Verwoerd wanted a private funeral, but was persuaded to accept the funeral of state. Church services are planned throughout the country tomorrow, and shops, bars, and theaters will be closed. After the funeral, the fight begins for the leadership of the party. The new leader will be chosen here in Cape Town on Tuesday and will probably make his inaugural address Wednesday. It will be closely watched by the entire world.
One of the nation's most wanted men was captured on Chicago's Near North Side this morning. He's 36-year-old Leonard Leshinsky, wanted by the FBI in connection with three armed robberies. Leshinsky was captured as he left a building at Division and State Street. A loaded .38 caliber pistol was found in his room. He'd escaped from Cook County Jail Hospital last December, where he was recovering from seven bullet wounds inflicted during a robbery of an amusement park in suburban Melrose Park. A majority of nurses at Cook County Hospital voted last night to resign from their jobs in 30 days unless they get the pay hikes that they're demanding. All but 49 of the hospital's 400 registered nurses voted to quit unless they get the $90 to $100 a month pay raise that they've been demanding. The county board has been searching for ways to stave off the walkout, but so far they say they can't come up with the money. The Illinois Democratic Party Platform Committee meets again in Chicago today. They met yesterday, but sessions were secret, although it was reported that they discussed what stand the party will take on the proposed revenue article. After subcommittee hearings yesterday, no one would talk, but members are expected to be more talkative today. The revenue article has been endorsed by most top Illinois Democrats, but some party members had strongly opposed it. The weather for Chicago, sunny and pleasant today, a high about 80, lower near the lake. It's 65 degrees in Chicago. This is WLS News.
Goodness gracious, it's back to school time.
Before you go back to school, go to Zare. You can learn the ABCs of saving there. For lessons to realign everything from clothes to school supplies. Before you go back to school, go to Zare.
You should see the dress my mommy got me at Zare. My socks, my sweater, and my shoes all come from there.
Before you go back to school, go to Zare.
Everything is wonderful and quality so nice.
And best of all, the town's lowest price.
Before you go back to school, go to Zare.
My radio and phonograph and everything from Zare.
My daddy says values are beyond compare.
So before you go back to school, go to Zare.
Where?
Remember, you can charge it at Zare. Nine fabulous Zare department stores serving Chicago, open daily 10 until 10, Sundays 10 until 6.
You've been listening to the latest news from the WLS ABC newsroom. Stan Dale reporting, brought to you by Zare, Z-A-Y-R-E, your fabulous department stores where better quality costs you less or your money back.
We give you
WLS Channel 89 in Chicago, always first in the hearts of Chicagoans with music, news, and information.
It's 9:30.
The Sound of Music.
It's a good time for the Good Sound of Music Spectacular on the Clark Weber Show.
Hi, everybody. Eugene Church was his name, and man, did he have an eye for the no-nos.
Huh?
everywhere I go. Pretty, pretty girl.
Yeah, Gene, and boy, they're out there today, I'll tell you. Sunny, pleasant weather today with a high of about 80 degrees. It looks very, very good. The expected high today, 80, possibly 82. Tomorrow, the same weather, only a high of about 85. And by Sunday, things should really warm up. Should see sunny, warm weather with a high of possibly 88 degrees. 65 right now at Midway, 66 degrees at O'Hare and Grant Park. For those of you who are inclined to sneeze this time of the year, the pollen count is 152 right now. The 24-hour check reporting 52.
Radio, your constant companion. Radio, your family friend.
WLS Chicago, subscriber to the code of the National Association of Broadcasters, guaranteeing you the best in radio listening on WLS.
Your family friend.
We go with the Clark Weber Show. 25 and a half minutes before 10, Sinatra fans gather around once again. Here's your man, and it was a very good year. Yes, we'll undoubtedly go down in history as one of his greatest efforts. The Sounds of Sir Sinatra on our $890 million worth of music for Friday morning, the 9th of September. Hello, everybody. Sunny, great weather today, Saturday, and Sunday in Chicago.
Take us along. Bring your radio. Take us along.
Bring your radio.
Set your dials to 890.
WLS.
Personality in Chicago.
The way the weather looks, I kid you not. Today, they say sunny and warm with a high of about 80. Tomorrow, the same story, possibly a little higher. And by Sunday, things should hit 86 or 88 degrees.
With over 35 filter cigarettes now on the market, why did Lorillard Research develop another one? Only because our new cigarette is made to be different from all the others. Its name is True, T-R-U-E, True, a forward step in filter smoking. True is the one filter cigarette to give you good taste, easy draw, and reduced tar and nicotine. True's blend of specially selected lighter tar and nicotine tobaccos delivers rich, satisfying flavor. True has its own air filtration system, a working filter that also mixes air with the smoke, further reducing tar and nicotine in every puff. True draws smooth and easy through its modern mouthpiece, a built-in cigarette holder in every cigarette. The result? True makes smoking light. An average of 12.9 milligrams of tar, 0.8 milligrams of nicotine per cigarette. True at popular price. Take a forward step in filter smoking.
And light up a True cigarette. Gene McDaniel's his name. Chip Chip was his sound on your $890 million worth of memories.
From one little kiss and a lot of loving.
One more time now. That's Gene McDaniels, and there's some pretty good advice in that old story on the Friday morning edition of the Clark Weber Show, spotlighting your...
The Sound of Music.
We move on with it, too, by calling upon a lovely name, Anita Bryant. Remember one of her big ones? Specifically, Paper Roses. Pretty girl, still a mighty pretty looking creature. That's the sound of Anita Bryant. This is the sound of Clark Weber at just about 14 minutes before 10 as
WLS presents
Radar Weather Eye. Radar Weather Eye.
Look out, because here it comes in the form of three little words. Sunny and pleasant, that's about it, with a high in the 80s today, Saturday, and Sunday. So you can just about count on any kind of activity for the next 3 days. 65 at Midway, 66 at O'Hare, and come on downtown, we're at 66, and the signs are ever so slick. $890 million worth of memories, wrapping up the final portion of ours with Brenda Lee and... Hey, that's me.
When I'm near you,